All right, y'all, we've been going strong with Get Serious for a minute now. And you know, I always love those sports rants. But this week is Halloween, so I wanted to shake things up and hear what else you feel strongly about. Life, love, pop culture, trick-or-treating. After I listen, same as always, I do the rating. Your take can range anywhere from we don't care to blasphemous. You lost your damn mind. Respectable. Now that's serious. As always, there's my take of the day. And of course, one of you might make the Stephen A. Wall ashamed. Enough of all that. Time to hear what your takes are, right?
Stephen A. Okay. I have something very important to say to all the trick-or-treaters out there. If your voice is deeper than Barry White or your height is over 6 feet, you are too damn old to be at my door asking for candy. Am I wrong?
Oh, absolutely not, Shay. You are not wrong. You are not wrong at all. You're absolutely right. How the hell somebody gonna come to your door sounding like Barry White? I mean, damn. I mean, come on now. Come on, come on, come on, girl. Come here, baby. Oh, that's one of my favorite songs. I'm just telling you right now, I love me some Barry White. But a grown-ass man sounding like Barry White don't need to be at your door trick-or-treating, okay? A matter of fact, he's a trick. He damn sure ain't a treat. So I'm totally, totally with you there, Shay. No doubt about it. I think that's an absolutely fantastic take. I'm considering that, okay? I'm considering that, you know what, as my take of the day. As my take of the day. I'm going to hold on to it, but it's in that category. It's either going to be that or now that's serious. One or the other. But I'm going to reserve my thinking until I hear some other takes. But I love that one, Shay. I love that one. Let's get to the next one, please.
Hey, Stephen A., my name is Reese, and I've been a Cowboys fan all my life, but the problem is I'm only 35. And I haven't seen the glory days. And I'm thinking, do you think we should just blow up the whole thing and just restart, hit a reset button? Just let me know what you think.
Respectable question, Reese. Respectable question. I get what you're saying. I'm not going to say blow up the whole thing because you got one of the most prolific offenses in the game. So because your offense is that prolific and you really just need a couple of pieces on defense, I'm not going to say to blow the whole thing up, okay? Jerry's mismanaged the cap. There's no doubt about that. He shouldn't have let go of Micah Parsons. There's no doubt about that, even though I'm not saying pay the man $47, $48 million because you're already giving $60 million to Dak. You're giving $36 million to CeeDee Lamb. But still in all, bottom line is your offense is prolific. It's a respectable take where you're coming from. It's a respectable question, but I'm not going to go with you in terms of blowing it up, no matter how young you are, because your offense is prolific. Even though you might not make the playoffs this year, you just need a couple of pieces on defense, and you guys will be formidable. So I get where you're coming from. Next take, please. Show it to me.
Joe Flacco is the NFL's version of Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. Like Jason, Joe wears a mask, shows little emotion, doesn't run anymore, he keeps coming back, and he has spent time in hell playing seasons for the Jets and Browns. Flacco's a legend, but Stephen A., can he bring this Bengals season back from the dead?
No, he cannot. No, he cannot. And I'm going to tell you why he cannot, even though that's a respectable take on your part. He can do so offensively. Nothing can make up for how porous that defense is. The Bengals just lost to the New York Jets. That tells you all you need to know. They gave up 39 points in losing to the New York Jets. That tells you all you need to know. That's the real problem with the Bengals. That and this. Zach Taylor, your coach. Joe Burrow is on the verge of missing three of his first six full seasons in the National Football League. Due to injury, because when you look at the Bengals offense, you constantly have this man in the shotgun because they want to purview the landscape and see the field. But what you do is you make them a target for oncoming defenders. Okay, if you use play action, all right, get behind center and do things that way, it'll save the quarterback a lot of time. Matthew Stafford is leading the league in touchdown passes this year, and he's operating behind center because Sean McVay protects him better than Zach Taylor ever protects his quarterback. That's your problem right now in Cincinnati, whether it's Joe Burrow, rather, or Joe Flacco. That's your issue. Joe Flacco can't save them, but it's not because he won't do the job offensively. It's because their defense stinks, and their coach doesn't do a good enough job of protecting their quarterback. Next up, let's hear what the next take is.
Yeah, I got one for you. I'm thinking of dressing up as you for Halloween. I'm thinking a clean navy suit, white shirt, loud tie, maybe a purple or red one. You know how you get down, my brother. You know, I walk around with a mic yelling, this is blasphemous, this brother here. Stay off the weed. You know, I think I got it down. Tell me what I'm missing that can build to my Stephen A. Halloween costume.
Well, you got to sound a little bit more like me. That'll help. You're saying you got to project a little bit more forcefully because you sound a little bit too timid. You sound like you're in a hollow tunnel or something like that, and you're struggling to be heard. Needless to say, that's not a problem I have. Stephen A. doesn't struggle to be heard. Talking about myself in the third person, I can get away with doing that because I'm me. I don't struggle to be heard. You're struggling to be heard, okay? But you also got to make sure your costume is fly because, needless to say, my wardrobe is always tight, okay? Don't have some cheap-ass costume-looking outfit, okay? Looking like you got it from some cheap spot or whatever. It has to look nice and up to snuff. Then you got to work on the projections. But I get what you want. I get a respectable question. And you asked the question. You didn't come across as if you knew the answer. So I give you credit for that where credit is due. My grade for this is respectable, but you're still not making my take of the day, okay? That still belongs to Shay at this particular moment in time. Next up, show me what you got.
Stephen A., Ed and Edison, first-time caller, long-time listener. Question for you. Why are pissing contests strictly judged on length of piss? I feel like volume of piss is much more important and should be the ultimate metric of judgment.
I am not an expert on this category. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on this category, even though in some degree I might be, but I will tell you this. In terms of a pissing contest, to answer your question directly, the more it projects, the further it goes, the more potency is perceived as being attached to it, which is why a pissing contest is usually something a man wants to win. Use your imagination from there to figure out what I'm talking about, and I'll leave you alone. Respectable take, though. Respectable take. Next up, show me what you got.
If you're giving out Halloween candy and it's anything smaller than snack size, just shut your lights off. Snack size or above, at the minimum. If you're giving out miniatures, I'm taking as many as I can in the biggest possible handful.
Becca, I don't mind you saying that. You're just acknowledging that you're greedy. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, Becca. You saying, yo, if I'm going to sit up there and trick-or-treat shopping with my kid and we coming to the door and you got these small bite-sized candies, I'm going to snatch a bunch of them. I can't hate on you for that, as long as you consider it to the other kiddies. Now, a kid having that kind of attitude, that's different. But you can't be a grown-up and be selfish like that. You can't do that. Got to think about the little kids. Got to love the kids. Got a lot of kids, Becca. Got a lot of kids, okay? So just make sure to be nice about that. Respectable take on your part, though. Can't knock it because you're absolutely right. It can't be cheap with the candy by getting these mini bites and stuff like that. But you can't snatch the whole bowl when you know a whole bunch of kids are going to be following behind you. You can't do that. Got two more to go. Show me what you got.
Can we say as a collective whole that the NBA has stepped up even through the crucial moments? That all the basketball games that we have been watching has been nothing but eye-catching and nothing but greatness. Wemby is doing his thing. Luka and Cooper Flagg and others. NBA is on up.
NBA is definitely on up. NBA action is absolutely fantastic. That might be my take of the day as well. You and Shay, Jimmy, got it going on right now. You're neck and neck because I got to tell you something right now. Wembanyama is not coming. He is here. I think he's got a shot to be the Defensive Player of the Year and the league MVP. He's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. I can't believe how good he looks. I can't believe how good he is right now. Can he sustain that through the course of an 82-game season? We're going to see whether or not he's going to play 65, 70 games. What's he going to do to be eligible for some of these awards? No doubt about that. But the brother can play. He's special. Cooper Flagg is showing that he's growing and growing. He's got some kind of potential. We'll see how that matriculates in Dallas, of course. And then I'm looking at Luka Doncic, averaging damn near 50 first two games of the season. Special. Absolutely special. I still think it's shameful that Sacramento lost to the Lakers, giving up 51 to Austin Reeves when he was your number one option with Luka Doncic and LeBron James being out, and he was your number one option. Makes no sense whatsoever, but it just shows you how you can't predict too many things in the NBA. So we got to pay attention to all of that, but I definitely like the first week of the season and what I saw. I can tell you that much right now. You're absolutely right, Dan. That's a serious take, so I'm going to give it that. That's serious. Last one. Give it to me.
Hey, America. It's Money Boy Benz, and it's time for me to sound off. Worst candy in the history of candy making, we all can agree, is a root beer float. Best costume, Tiana Taylor, Harley Quinn. Most overrated scary movie, The Conjuring. And the only thing worse than Stephen A's hairline is Dallas in primetime. Go Eagles.
Well, my lady's not complaining about my hairline. As a matter of fact, most people are not complaining about my hairline, but men. And I don't really give a damn about how men think about how I look. Just not my flavor. It's not how I roll. Having said all of that, who are you trying to sound like? And by the way, you leaving a voicemail message, I don't see you in front of the camera showing anybody how you look. So I got to pay attention to that as well. And last but not least, go Eagles. Okay, yeah, there you go with that and stuff. You're all over the place. The Conjuring? I don't know anybody who's watched that movie. You're the first person I've heard bring that up. So I think that's a wall of shame take of the day. I don't like that take at all. It's a waste of my damn time. You were insulting, by the way, but it's all right. I know that probably got you off a little bit. I hope it worked for you. Did work for me, but Shay's take did. I'm going to go with Shay's take as my take of the day. She was absolutely, positively fantastic. I loved it. Y'all take it easy. Until next time, peace and love. You think you can do better than these folks? Then you know what to do. Head over to SiriusXM.com/getserious. Send me your boldest voicemail. And remember, you only have 20 seconds to prove your point. So don't waste my time. If your take's legit, I'll call you back and we can discuss it on air for real. Simple as that. Listen live to The Stephen A. Smith Show, only on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with replays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is The Stephen A. Smith Show, and this is Get Serious.